Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Over the weekend, hope you had a great weekend, by the way. Hope you enjoyed it and got 2 days of doing what you want to do. Some storms blew through. Kind of had a strong one blow through. That was safely in the house, though, but wasn't the case for Amy over here when the storm blew through us weekend.
No, we were out on Blues Lake, and my friend's parents have a pontoon boat, so we went out on the lake, and even though it was a little, it's gray, right? And you're like, all right, we can dodge this, though. And apparently the lake will help split the storm. This is the story that you get from people who live at the lake. Oh, it doesn't really rain here, splits the storm. And we go through, and we're cruising for a couple of hours, managed to dodge anything. You know, it's we're headed towards sunny skies, and we're like all laughing, haha, we're running from the storm. And on the way back, we happen to have a conversation and like, hey, you did it really, to the captain of the pontoon. We're like, hey, you did a really good job dodging the storm here. This is really impressive. And I don't know, 15 seconds later, it just, the skies open up. Wherever you saw blue, all of a sudden there was absolutely none. The entire sky is gray, and you're like, oh God.
Yep.
And you're driving, of course, as you're the rain is already kind of coming in a little bit sideways anyway, but as you're driving into it, it's worse. And so we decide to pull off into one of the coves and like beach the boat and kind of ride it out. And let me tell you, when we were all sitting there and nobody's saying a word, the wind was blowing so terribly, like it stung. The rain felt like hail. That's how hard it was. It was hitting you.
Yeah.
And the trees are blowing sideways. And you have this moment, lightning, thunder. And you're like, oh God. And I'm trying to think in my head. I'm like, did I have a weird feeling? Like, did I know I was going to die like this today? And do you get off? And things kept happening. I'm like, these are the stories. So captain, his name's Charlie. He gets off. He's like, I have to go to the bathroom. And he gets
in the middle of the storm.
He gets off. Yeah. And but do you know what? I was like, this is in my head. I was like, oh God, we're going to get hit by lightning and he's going to survive because he just got off the boat to go to the bathroom. And that's like, how often do you hear those stories when they're just wild like that? Like, I just happened to get off to go to the bathroom and the boat got hit by lightning. Everybody died and here I am. And again, nobody's saying a word. Everything is soaking, soaking wet because even though there's the like the cover, you know,
the wind
it's just coming in on either side. It was absolutely insane. And the boat shifted a little bit because it's like rocking. I'm telling you, we were both, as soon as we pulled, it started to die down some. We were maybe there for 20 or 25 minutes, but then you start to think like, how long is this going to go on? Because what if it rains like this? Like storms sometimes are just like real quick. It'll be 10 minutes if you're in Florida where it downpours and then clears out. And you're like, oh, that was fine. But when you're on a lake in a boat and it's like 20 or 25 minutes, you're like, oh God.
It's almost scary. Yeah,
yes.
Almost
scary. Yes.
Then everybody's all cold afterwards.
It was. Yeah. And let me tell you, the rain like died down and we ended up going back out and found a little bit of sunshine and tried to like let the, you know, everything dry off and stuff. And then it started to get dark again. We're like, okay, wrap it up. Done. But I was like, I'm please, like the universe, I did not feel weird today. I always wonder if people feel weird when, like, the day that they die. Of course, you never find
but
out.
But you didn't feel weird at
I
all.
Didn't. I didn't have it. And I was like, oh, I'm not ready. I have things to do tomorrow.
Hey, Captain, thanks for steering us clear. Sight.
I legit felt like I had a new appreciation for life afterwards because you're like, oh God, I was so happy when we finally got home. I was like, I'm so happy to have my feet on land.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.